Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Welcome to the Football Social. It is the Full-Time Devils takeover. It's Thursday, 6 o'clock, which means we speak Manchester United for an hour. And I'm joined by two legends in the studio who will be joining me till 7 o'clock. It is Jay and Webby. Good evening, gentlemen. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. Good to be back.
Good evening,
Joe. Good evening. Lots to talk about today. The fallout from PSG, the what's coming up in the Manchester United calendar, and all things that you want to have a say on. It's just about you tonight as much as about us in the studio. Get your calls in nice and early so we make sure we have a chat to you. We're only here for an hour. So 0345 111 7625. Come and have your say with this, these gentlemen in the studio, and we can get to any talking points you want to talk about, as long as it's about Manchester United. We're going to start today with some sad news, aren't we, Webby? Yeah. Eric Harrison, the legend coach for Manchester United, and you've managed to get someone especially on the phone for us to have a chat with.
Yeah, sad day. Everyone connected with the club, we know what job he did. Unbelievable job, brought some great players through, and we're quite lucky to have a good friend of mine on the phone and member of the class of 92, Ben Thornley.
Good evening, Ben.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Ben.
Ben, there's quite a lot of people, because obviously we're on the podcast and we're watching through YouTube, who might not understand the importance of Eric Harrison. So if you were going to tell a young United fan, in, you know, why was he so important to the club, how would you do it?
Well, first and foremost, he was old school, Eric, as was Sir Alex Ferguson, and that's why they worked in conjunction with other with each other to you know, get the youth development going at Old Trafford when Sir Alex arrived. And he was lucky to have, and he went on record today as saying that Eric Harrison already there. And they both, you know, instantly recognised talent, there's no question. But the one thing that Eric required from everybody was hard work, and the talent would come through. And he instilled that in everybody that worked under him. There were players, you know, before the class of 92, which I know he's going to be, you know, most fondly remembered for, but players like David Platt, Mark Hughes, Norman Whiteside, and then subsequently after we'd gone through with the likes of Phil Neville and Wes Brown and Darren Fletcher, when every single one of them will tell you they have the utmost respect and admiration for the way that he went about treating the players and getting the best out of them, and it was a grounding, not just for football but for life, and also for going up to join Sir Alex Ferguson in his first team squad, because he had exactly the same values.
I can imagine. So the kind of man he was, who was he, made sure he got the best out of every player then, do you think, Ben?
He did. I'm pretty sure that he used to identify who he was going to give a rollicking to during the week at the weekend's games, and it was just a question for you to get your mentality right, how you would deal with it, because he had a way about him where he demanded that everybody gave 100%, and if you didn't do that, then you would incur his wrath straight away. But he was a fabulous man, as well as a great coach, and it was always somebody that we could turn to if things weren't going quite so well, and he'd know exactly what to say to you in order to give you the confidence and the belief to get back out there and be the player that he recognised that you could be.
Did he teach you much about, you know, obviously what's on the pitch, but have you brought stuff, Ben, through your life that, you know, Eric will always have that sort of impact in the way you are as a person, not just on the pitch but off the pitch?
Absolutely, absolutely. None of us are players anymore. We're all going to be judged on our personal ability. And under his tutelage, along with Sir Alex Ferguson, you know, he gave us the pathway to succeed in life as a person. Because obviously your footballing days only last so long, and then you need to be judged on the type of person that you are. And having him as our mentor and our teacher from such an early age has helped us greatly with that, and we'll always be indebted to him.
Hiya, Ben, it's Jay here. I just wanted to ask you what one of your fondest memories of Eric was.
Oh, I tell you what, I mean, Webby will probably tell you as well, he used to come out with some absolute pearlers on a football field. You know, the famous playing at the Cliff, and you used to get the bangs on the window. And every single one of the players will tell you something that he's had a go at them about, and some of the famous phrases that he's used. But the one thing that sticks in my mind is the very first day when we got to the Cliff. And we're all, you know, waiting with eager anticipation to set about our Manchester United careers. And we're sitting in the Cliff dressing room, and we're all getting our boots out on the floor. And Eric Harrison comes downstairs, and the first thing he says is, "You won't be needing them." It's pre-season, and all you do is run. And straight away, we're like, "Oh, this is our Manchester United career beginning." And he's taking no nonsense. But I mean, I would never have had anybody else in charge of us. And like I said, he was just a magnificent guy who we owe such a lot to, and it's a very sad day.
Ben, it's Webby. A quick one for you. I've seen a quote from Phil Neville this morning. It just summed the man up. He was playing for Everton, and he turned his back on a shot, and he got into the changing rooms, and there was a text message on his phone: "Phil, ring me Monday morning at 8 o'clock. So he rang him, and he said he had a right going for turning his back. So he was 31 years of age. So that's what the man was like. He studied it and loved his football, and he was great for our club. And then you look at towards the end of his footballing careers, usually brought him on board with Wales, you know, because he knew he was that good. And he'd be sadly missed, not just by you and the boys and all that, by everyone connected with the club. And rest in peace.
Definitely.
Yeah, the football fraternity that knew him and knew what sort of an impact he had, are going to miss him greatly. And then if we only had coaches and people like him in the game to nurture young talent, then I reckon the game would be all the better for it in this country.
Ben, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot,
for giving your time to full-time Devils.
You're welcome, guys. Take care.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Man. Have a good night.
Cheers,
Ben Foley there, having a chat with us about Eric Harrison. Leave your comments in the comments section, and we'll get to them soon. We're going to speak more about the matters in hand, last Tuesday's game, the fallout from that. So why don't you get your call in? 0345 111 7625. Get your calls in nice and early, and we'll have a chat with you about that, because I'm sure there's a lot of things to talk about. Webby's fuming, absolutely fuming. So come and join in with the conversation. We'll just talk about Tuesday then, shall we, Jay? Yeah?
Do we have to?
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
I'll be honest with you, and this is, you know, it's not gone down too well, but I'm not as deflated as a lot of people are. 2-0 at home to PSG, losing Paul Pogba, you look at that as a bit of a disaster. But I think we have to have a bit of perspective. We have to have a bit of perspective into where we've come. I think we all got excited, and rightly so, under Ollie's revolution. And before the game, I was chatting to a lot of people who are usually quite pessimistic, and everyone thought we were going to win, at least win.
I think that was a bad thing. Everyone.
I was talking to lads who just are all doom and gloom merchants, and they were like, I fancy us tonight. Yeah, we'll do these. You know, the missing Cavani, the missing Neymar. The only problem was they had like the likes of Mbappe to come in, and obviously Di Maria, we know only too well. And I think it's easy to look at it and think, oh, it's terrible, 2-0 down, the game's over. And admittedly, it's going to be highly unlikely that we go through, but I think it just shows how far we've come, the fact that we're so positive going into a game like that, when a few months ago, you know, we couldn't even beat Southampton, or we didn't even fancy games against Crystal Palace. So there is a bit of positivity, and it's just a bit of perspective of how far we've got to go. Because Ollie's worked miracles, but he can't do it all. We do need investment, we do need strengthening. And I think once Lingard and Martial went off, it showed. PSG lose a couple of players, they bring in some quality. Yeah. We lose a couple of players, and we bring in players who, despite the fact we all know my love for Juan Mata, Sanchez was a star at Arsenal, Lukaku was a massive signing. You look at them three and you worry, you wonder if they've still got a United career, to be honest with you. And it pains me to say that, especially about Mata. But I think that was the big difference, is the lack of squad depth that we've got compared to PSG.
Do Sanchez, do Mata, and do Lukaku still have a United career? In the comment sections, please give us a call 0345 111 7625. Did them three deserve their shirt as a Manchester United player? Webby, we can get onto that subject, but your thoughts on PSG?
Yeah, you got to look at it. I was what Jay was saying. I was upbeat before the game, but it proved, you know, how good a team they had. And like Jay spot on, all these top-notch teams, you have one player go out, they have someone of the same quality to come in. Unfortunately, we don't have that, you know. And I said, if we want to dine at the top table of English and European football, we're five or six players short, you know, to challenge these teams, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I watched PSG the other week and they won 9-0. And I'm thinking, well, how bad is this French league? And they've gone out the last...
That's the thing, though, that you think you just dismiss it, don't you? The French league's terrible.
But you know...
We're still doing.
We were talking about players we've seen at Old Trafford. How good was a young kid up front for them?
Yeah, he's the fastest player I've ever seen.
I thought he was an old runner.
I couldn't even keep me... Never mind running with him. I couldn't keep up with him with my eyes. Yeah, I was like, where's he gone?
We're going to go to some callers first about PSG. Alan.
How are you?
Sorry, man, I've got it all mixed up there. I'm very good, man. You're our first caller on today's takeover. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, I just wanted to say rest in peace, Eric Harrison. I know he was a massive figure for the club, and our youth academy wouldn't be what it is in the modern era without him. Fergie was essential, but Eric Harrison was absolutely... And I know I'm American, but he actually did produce one of my hometown boys, Jovan Kurovsky from LA Galaxy. So massive thank you. Yeah, obviously, all the other legends. But, I wanted to kind of talk about, like, this in-between time now between PSG and Chelsea. I feel like we may be down at the moment, but we're certainly not out in terms of the whole season. You know, like, that was a tough game. But if it was Mourinho in charge, I would have been terrified for that game. But I feel like I can say for everybody, everyone felt good going into that game because of the way we're playing. And we can be proud, like, that we went out with a fight and everything. And also, like, going to the Chelsea game, this is another great opportunity for us to kind of bounce back and get the run going again. I wanted to know, like, your guys' thoughts, though, on the club giving the extensions to Phil Jones and Ashley Young and Chris Smalling, because in my opinion, like, we need a massive overhaul, and these guys should have been at the top of the list to go in the summer.
You spoke about that, Webby, didn't you? Yeah.
I shall pass this to
you. Go on, Jay.
You know my thoughts on a couple of them, but Jay,
For starters, the Ashley Young thing, we've been over this.
Yes.
I like Ashley Young. I think squad player, he's a leader. Listen, we can laugh and we can say he's not up to standard, but I've said this a million times. He's a leader on the pitch. He's one of the few that's got a voice on him when you watch him play. He's experienced. He brings a lot of experience to the team that you need. You need someone like that. He's just come back from the World Cup where he was a valuable member of the team that got to the semis. Okay, I get it. He's getting on in years and he's not the sort of the quick attacking fullback that a lot of modern teams want. But he does a job, and I've said this times before and Joe's laughed at me. If you saw Ashley Young for Fabian Delph in that City team last season, they'd still finish with 100 points. He's not the issue. Ashley Young isn't the problem at United. Now, when he goes on to players like Smalling and Jones, I've said it before, give him time. They've only had 8 years. Give him time. There's potential there. They've only got 500 appearances between them. Give him a bit of time, a bit of patience, and by this time in a few years, we'll be saying they've come good. No, seriously, I don't think Jones is up to it. I do think Smalling's up to it. So I'm happy for Smalling and Young to stay. Jones, I just don't think he's got it in him.
I just think with Jones, I think, like, you can't count on him, Jay. He'll play a game, he'll play a good game, and then he'll go missing for free, he'll be out injured. The Huddersfield game last year. For me, he didn't fancy it, thinking, and I put a tweet out or something, I said, I'll see you after Christmas, he was back next week. So that's telling me he didn't fancy that cold rain in Huddersfield.
He did.
You know, and he's always a big mistake in, i.e. the FA Cup final last year. You know, so, but when he plays, he does a job, but he's not,
it's for those who it's the nature of his mistakes with Jones. The big ones, and he often looks comical, and it doesn't help him, especially in this day and age where everything becomes a meme.
Yeah, it's exactly. Just easy. Well, you make it become a meme. Ellen, thank you very much for giving us a call. Russell, you're on the line. Now, Russell, you got a positive look on the Champions League, don't you?
Well, yeah, man, I do. How are you guys?
Yeah, very good, Russell. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, good. I mean, first of all, I would like to say rest in peace to Eric. I mean, it wouldn't be right if I didn't start off that way. And I think maybe we didn't appreciate him more. I think we should have mentioned his name and tried to follow up on how he was a bit more. But anyways, yeah, rest in peace, Eric. And I don't know, I have a more positive look to it because everyone has written us out already. you know, and people were saying, oh, Ole has brought Man United back, and what's Man United about if it's not about comebacks?
Oh, a comeback. You think you Russell will come back?
I like this guy, style.
If we go to Paris and we win?
I think we go to Paris and we get through to the last eight. Yeah,
quarterfinals.
It's good enough for me.
I mean, big call there from Russell. If anyone else believes Man United can still get through to the quarterfinals,
I think if that happened, Steve Davis on one wing and Ray Raiden on the other. You know, let's have it right. No, let's have it right. They've got players to come back in. Obviously, we will miss Paul for the second leg, but. And on that, I'd love nothing much United to win over there, but let's have it right.
What? What are you on about, Steve Davis and Ray Reardon?
We'll need snooker.
Right, we've got Azar on the line. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, everyone?
Very, very good. What do you want to speak about today, mate?
I want to go back on the contract extensions and stuff like that, but first, rest in peace, Eric. He's an important part of the system. Yeah, so back to what I was saying. With the contract extensions, Phil Jones, Ashley Young, Chris Smalling, and even Marouane Fellaini a few months ago before he got kicked out. It's just, it's a terrible, terrible idea from the board's part. I don't put any of the blame on Ole, because it makes much more business decision to Ed Woodward and Glazer to add $10K onto Phil Jones and Ashley Young contracts and spend $100 million on Koulibaly and another right back.
It just keeps a value, doesn't it? We get them signed. It keeps that value. What value? I couldn't tell you, but it keeps a value.
But there's still room for manoeuvre here, isn't there? We could still see someone like Marcus Rojo, for example, go out. We could still see another defender come in. Yeah. Probably two defenders come in. I don't think that this means that's it in terms of our defensive options. Would you like to... I think another defender will come in. Do you not think that could still happen, Zar?
What do you think? Is that, it says here on you something about Ashley Cole. Is that true?
What?
Ashley Cole. No, I think it was Ashley Young.
Oh, right. Well, someone on the notes team's getting fired. Sorry, Azar. So this is Ashley Cole here, but I thought you might want to be bringing Ashley Cole back. But Ashley Young.
No.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No,
wait till the break.
Carlton Cole.
Wait till the break. Notes team are getting their heads bubbled. Right.
Let's put the cat amongst the pigeons here.
Really? Hey. Azar, thank you very much for your call. Do you think, like Russell, the tie's over, or could we still be in it?
It's definitely possible. We're without Paul Pogba, which is very disappointing. But I think there'll have to be some sort of tactical masterclass from Ollie or Mick Phelan, the coaching staff, because I don't think tactics were on point on Tuesday night. I think we didn't exploit the left-hand side as we should have.
Yeah,
they got the tactics. Stopped him playing. I don't know if you managed to see that interview. What Wenger did? He was spot on.
The one in the first half where he called it, didn't he?
And, you know, people went on against Wenger that he was starting to lose it at Arsenal, but I'll tell you what, he was back to the old, he got it spot on and he was right, the tactics, what PSG did. And fair play, we got beat by the better team.
Got on Pogba, didn't he, straight away? Is it Marquinhos on Pogba?
Yes. Final caller of this section, we've got Dan on the line. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, right. Good, Dan. Dan, what do you want to speak about?
I was just going to talk about the game the other night. It's probably a slightly unpopular opinion in some ways, but I just think a lot of people talking about the defence all the time. But when you add up the amount of goals that the forward players have actually got between them, it isn't great. We kind of lack a proven quality goal scorer up front. I mean, we're playing against PSG the other night, and you know, Rashford, he could be the best thing in the world in years to come, but as it stands, you're talking about a player who hasn't scored more than 15 goals in a season, and this is what we're pinning our hopes on. And I just think that there's a lot of sort of emphasis on the defence and how poor, you know, people like Ashley Young are, or at least some people.
Dan, you're spot on there, mate. I made the point the other week, I'd love us to have a natural goal scorer at the club, you know. Someone did their art to find, Van Nistelrooy comes to mind, you know. Yeah. That predator around the 6-yard box might not. It hurts me to say, they see him rushing his day, he'd doon out for 89 minutes and he'd bang to him for that mob. But if we could find one, we've got one there, Greenwood. Whether he gets his chance.
I get
play him at Chelsea.
I get what you guys are saying, though.
Play him at Chelsea.
I don't know, but it's a bit of a baptism of fire. I had it straight in at Stamford Bridge. You know?
Jay, the one thing they struggle, you've seen it against Stockport on Sunday.
Yeah?
Pace. Chelsea, I've seen
Stockport.
Milton quicker.
Yeah, but Marcus Rashford's got
pace in abundance, hasn't he?
That's... But he's not an... Who, Marcus Welbeck?
Yeah, no, hang on a minute, right? I'm not having this for starters, right?
I'm having a laugh with you. No, yeah. I'm just saying, all I'm saying, Jay, is
that's a compliment. I love Danny Welbeck.
He's a natural finisher, but I'd have him on the bench, mate. Yeah, I'd have him on the bench.
I'm on the bench, yeah, I'm with you. Going back to the lad's point, I get what you're saying about Marcus Rashford, but I think a few seasons ago, people were saying this about, and it pains me to say it, that mob down the road, but about Mo Salah. He wasn't quite banging in prolifically. He was sort of there or thereabouts. And I think once you get to that sort of 22, 23, yeah, you kick on a little bit. And we've seen it with Rashford. He's progressing. And I think the potential's there. Plus, I've seen Marcus Rashford at right back for United under Van Gaal. I've seen him played all over the pitch and being tracking back after games. Yeah. If you stick him up front like Ole has and say, that's your position, stay there. We've already started to see that that's coming to bearing fruits. So I think if you stick him up front, stick with that idea, don't keep chopping and changing it, we will see more goals from him. Whether he'll be prolific, is he going to be a Ruud van Nistelrooy and Andy Cole? I don't know, but I think potentially could be.
Imagine us finding one of them now.
The joy.
Imagine how much.
20 million.
Dan from Dan, thank you very much for giving us a call. Dan from Blackburn. Right, today on the show, we're obviously going to be talking about the depths in our squad. Webby's got a bit of a rant to go on as well, so stay tuned for that. It's all about your calls as well, though. 0345 111 7625. And obviously, it's Valentine's Day. We want you to write a love letter to your favourite ever Manchester United player, whoever that might be. Get in the comments section now. Text us 87711.
Jay's looking into my eyes then.
Can I write one to Webber?
You've got to take him out first. Get in the comments section. Your favourite ever United player. Write them a little roses are red, violets are blue kind of a poem, and we're going to read the best ones out. 87711 on text. You got a belt already. Also, get into our comment section as well on YouTube. We are here till 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll be right back after this.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the full-time Devils takeover of the Manchester Football Social. Thank you very much for listening. In part one, we paid our respects to Eric Harrison. You can still do that. 87711 on text. You can also comment in the YouTube video that's streaming live on Full-Time Devils. I'm joined by Jay and Webby in the studio, who will be with me for another half an hour as we get through your calls on all things PSG, on all things Manchester United, on all things squad width, etc., etc. This is your show. You write the script. We have got a little bit of a rant now from Sir Webby of Webby. He came into the studio before and we have a little office prep and he was fuming. So I tell you what, I'm just going to let you take the lead here, Webby.
Right, yeah, 2 points, Jay. It's really got to me today. Well, it got to me on Tuesday night, obviously putting the away fans where they was in front of the disabled end, you know, speaking to a few people who go in there with the young children, leaving just after the half time, absolutely petrified. Now, who's made that decision? You know, we know what these Paddy's fans are like, the lunatics. End the story, you know. So to put them there in front of these people who are disabled, who love got to watch United, now, who might be afraid to come to the next European match, you know, they look forward to this more than anything, you know, being able to get out and watch their team. They're not fortunate enough like us, you know, and then to hear that they were crying, they've left it just after the second half, you know, and some of them might not be coming back. I just thought whoever made that decision is an absolute disgrace at the club by putting them there. And the second rant is the two clowns this afternoon. Bert and Ernie. You know, do you know what? I remember when Manchester United Football Club was up for challenging for titles, pushing it neck and neck, squeaky bum time, European Cups, trebles, doubles. And these two clowns are going on about a football act. We're number one.
If people don't know what they're saying, what was it today?
Well, it was Richard Arnold and my best mate, Ed.
Yeah.
I've actually gone investors call and told everyone, but hey, we've got the number one app. Football app. You know, we should be challenging for European Cups and Premier League. And we've sold out all our trainers. Call the police. You know, I'm sick to death. Don't get me wrong, these two people are great at the job of signing sponsorship deals. The Glazers love them. They're bringing all this dough in. But stay away from the football side, you know. Unbelievable. And it's come out what we've paid Mourinho and his staff, 19.6 million. But for them to come out and say we've got the best football app, not we will be challenging next year. Tuesday was a proof in the pudding how far we are behind teams like PSG, you know, and then all he's bothered about is football app and trainers. Arrest my case.
Sam Smart is listening. Evening, lads. Bit under the weather. We can bounce back at Chelsea. And lovely to have you listening, Sam, right? Because some callers we need to get through. Yeah. Abdullah is on the line. Hello, mate. You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Abdullah,
you
all right, very well. Good? Very well. You want to talk about the PSG game?
Yeah, basically, yeah. That game was a big game for us. The build-up and everything, we were smashing teams. Everyone who came in front of us, those dead Arsenal team and Tottenham, we smashed them. But when we met PSG, I just think there's one flaw in his last, like his style of play, Ollie, and maybe even Fergie's style of play, which is a bit outdated from before. The possession style, like when we're winning. If you watch all our games, we don't really hold the ball anymore. It's just more like we just go back to that whole all behind the back, all, like two banks of four behind the ball. We're trying to make sure that they don't attack us or anything like that. But one of the best forms of defence is possession. And that's what PSG did to us. And they got us badly with the possession. I think we were a man short in midfield. That Marquinhos did a fantastic job on Pogba. He just took him out. So we had two midfielders. I thought we should have brought on Fred, make it a 4-4-2 diamond, play Lukaku up front with Rashford. You know what I mean? That's just my thoughts. That maybe Ollie is a learning curve for him. He should have been a bit more wise about that. In Europe, you have to hold the ball for long periods of the game. You can't give away possession easily. And I think we were just giving away possession like it was a joke, to be honest with you.
Abdullah, do you see anything that Ollie can learn into the next game? Any hope that this isn't the end of the Champions League run for United? Or should we just sort of brush ourselves down, focus on the FA Cup and the Premier League?
Nah, I'll be honest with you, yeah, we're Man United. When we go to Paris, we just need to go there, put Rashford up front, put a long ball in behind, get an early one, they'll be shaking. They're not a big club. They've never been in this experience. They don't get past the quarters. We're Man United. They want to be us. They spent all these millions and these Arabs came in and spent all this money. They want to be Man United. So we need to show them when we get there. Just get an early goal. Whatever happens, happens from there. But I think they'll be shaking in their boots. They got another variety next game as well, who was fantastic in Old Trafford. And Di Maria was amazing, even though he's a little skinny rat and I hate him.
Say what you see, so you
say what you're going to say. He's not holding back, is it? He's not holding back. Abdullah Mink, call mate, thank you very much for giving me your time. We have a little button here. Right, Zidane's on the line as well, mate. You want to speak about academy players?
So you're all right, guys.
Very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Basically, I was just thinking, like, if we had like a B team in the lower leagues, like how Barcelona, Bayern, Real Madrid do, I think we'd do a lot more better. And I know this idea has been put forward to like the Football League in the past, and obviously the Football League has turned it down. But I think if, say, like, we offered to make like a 50 yearly membership payment of, say, 10 million, I think they'd be more willing to accept it. And I think it'd be sort of better for the national team, and it'd be better for United as well. I think certain managers over the years, they've just been trying to force a player into the squad just to keep that run going of having a youth product in every single match day squad. I think certain times it's just been forced just to like try and keep that run going. They don't want to be the manager who stops it. But I think if we had a B team in the lower leagues, I think it'd be, we'd produce a lot more talent. They'd come through with a better mentality and they'd develop a lot more better.
What do you think about a B team, Webby?
I don't know, really. I think you look at the reserves. I remember years ago, obviously, there was no age limit now and it's classed under 23s. And I remember years ago, the reserves were for players coming back from injury, yeah. And you had the Central League on a Saturday morning, And for me, it's an hard one because if you look at United now, they're in the second division of the reserve football, which is a joke, They should be up there.
I think,
the
top, yeah. But,
and they went all last season. They didn't have one recognised centre-forward. Playing there, I don't know about this reserve.
I get where he's coming from. I think the problem is you've got sort of two choices with a young player or with a fringe player. Well, obviously a youngster, you either send them out on loan or you keep them. Now we've seen players go out on loan, the likes of Tuanzebe, for example, who's shone and has done really well. But once you send that player out on loan, do you trust him? You give him for the end of the season that you're out on loan, so you can't come back. Whereas if you keep him in the squad, say for example, a Gomez or whatever. And they're not getting as many games, then is it a bit of a waste if they're only playing in the academy? So sometimes you get sort of caught in between two. So maybe, maybe that is a good idea, a B team. I don't really care what it does for the national team, I'm being honest. But in terms of United, that could help us because sometimes you do get caught in between sort of two minds. Yeah. Do you send them out on loan or do you keep them? And send them out on loan, then you might want him. And if you keep them, then they might not be getting the top level games that you want them to get, or the tough games
it's
that you get.
One, yeah, you look at Chelsea, and they've got something like 50 odd players out on loan.
It's a disgrace that. Yeah. Don't get me started on that. They won the FA Youth Cup about 7 years on the trot or something, and none of them players have ever got near the first team. Yeah. They just bring them in and ship them out. City aren't far behind them in that respect. Yeah. We have all this garbage about they've got this wonderful academy and all the rest of it. What's it done for the first team? Nothing. And, the lad mentioned there that we've kept this run going, but that run's gone on merit. Yes. Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard deserve to be in the squad. They're not there because of sentimentality.
Yeah.
They're in that squad because
they've been doing well.
Because, and we've always had these long-term players, like Rashford could be in the squad for the next 10 years. Okay. We had Wes Brown, we had Ryan Giggs, we had Scholes. That's why that run's gone on for so long, because we've always had one or two players who've been in the squad through the academy for years. I mean, technically, you can say Pogba's from the academy, can't you? So
I think it's been an holiday for a couple of years.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it's... I don't think that's held us back at all.
Zidane, thank you very much for your call. Let's get Slim on the line. Hello, Slim, you okay?
Hi, Slim.
Yeah, how you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good,
mate.
Slim.
Very, very well, mate. You want to speak about the PSG game?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I come from Birmingham, and I'm not a season ticket holder, so whenever I go to these games, it costs me a lot of money. Me and my uncle, we paid 350 quid each for that ticket, man. And, you know, I don't mind, like, losing. Like, I mean, I do mind losing. Obviously, I want us to win, but if we were going to lose, I would have preferred to at least have seen Neymar.
Money,
you know?
Yeah, you'd rather lose by seeing a big name. 350 quid, man, and you've got to travel down from Birmingham as well.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
And you know what? I did it last year as well for the Seville game. We didn't pay anywhere near as much, but I'm just, you know, like, I don't think it's very disappointing, because, like, you know, when you go to these games, right? I wanted to go to the Juventus game as well, and that was going to set me back about 300 quid. Now, I don't mind going to that, but because Mourinho was playing such poor football, I thought, let's leave it. And I'm glad I did. But now with this one, we all got like a bit of a false sense, didn't we? That, you know, we thought we could do something and everybody was injured. But I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Man United, but we just got shown the level, didn't we?
Yeah, I can agree with you. Slim, if you could get back to another phone line, which is very sort of background noise, can't really hear what you're saying, and we'd love to get you on and get your point. So if you can get somewhere, I don't know if you're driving, park up, give us a call, and we'll keep an eye out for your number. We'll get you on the back end of the show, just because the drivers, we couldn't really hear too much of them. But I mean, it's just one of those things, isn't it? We'll probably leave on PSG here. Yeah. But looking into the next game against PSG, it's a difficult one to see what Ole can do differently to win.
I think it, in a way, this is going to sound crackers.
Here we go. Bear with me. Strap yourselves in.
Right.
Jay crackers. Yeah. Line.
Jay's saying it's going to sound crackers.
People are going to clip this up and you're going to play it to me in 10 years to ram it down my throat. In a way, it could almost help Ole that he's not relying on Paul Pogba, because Pogba was stifled in the first leg, and it threw a proper spanner in the works, because he's so integral to our play right now. Paul Pogba is easily our most important player. Everything goes for him. Marquinhos was doing a job on him. Pogba wasn't happy. The early booking didn't help. The referee, I thought, was shocking. Oh. By the way, don't let me start on that. But do you think now that Ollie's got to think of something else, because he can't rely on Paul Pogba? Yeah. In a way, that could help us. In a way,
it's not the craziest thing.
I know. People are going to go, Pogba's our best player, you're an idiot. But I'm just thinking, because once Pogba was stifled, we were in trouble, and then we lost Lingard and Martial. It was almost game over. Whereas now, we haven't got Pogba, you've got to think of something else. Okay, let's try something different.
Spongy.
I was going to get absolutely pelted off you two then. You're right.
What they said, they've signalled out our danger. You only done a job, and you can't fault him. We was all geared up. We was all confident going into the ground, but unfortunately, we got beat by the better team. So we dust ourselves down and we move on to Chelsea.
Exactly.
When we were obviously the back was against the wall, 2-0 down. Just lastly on this, and we brought Lukaku on. It didn't seem like he was the man to really turn things around for us. And willing him to do something, willing him to get hold of that ball, lead it like the man he is, the built man he is, who should be just terrorising defences and be scared when he came on. But like Steve said on yesterday's show, is the defender had more energy than Lukaku, and the defender was on for 80 minutes of the game.
I wouldn't say that. I think that at 2-0, they just closed the game down.
I'm not being funny as well. You know, when Lukaku came on, it was like a mass exodus. Everyone around me just got up and left.
Really?
I don't know if that was like, you know, just the whole, you know, game over now, give up, it's over, let's go on.
I did the same.
I thought, crikey, there was a fire drill, which I hope he didn't pick up on, because it's not going to do his confidence any good.
I thought he did well at Fulham, though.
Yeah, I just think, I've said it.
Stay positive,
Jake. His confidence is gone for me. He doesn't want the ball. I genuinely think that. I think he's just scared of the ball.
You think, obviously,
I think I've said it week in, week out when I've been on here. I don't think it's about the fact that he's lazy, as some people are claiming, or overweight. I just think he's lost his confidence, and I actually think he's in a position where he's scared of the football. He's scared of it. And I think, in a perverse way, the better United are playing, the worse it's making him looking. You've got Pogba and Martial and Lingard, who've got amazing touches and scoring his wonderful goals, and Martial, and then you've got him coming on, and his touch lets him down, and it's just, you can feel it. You can feel it in the grounds. Yes. The crowd are on him, and he's shrinking. Yeah.
We're going to be chatting about a legend of the club, Mickey T, after the break. Yes. And we're also going to be getting your phone calls about the future of Manchester United. We're also...
Do you want mine now?
We're asking for your poems.
Poems?
Well, I've got one already for you, Joe.
It's the love poems.
Yeah.
Webby, take the lead.
Roses are red.
Yeah, go on.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
Steven Gerrard's won the Champions League, but yes. Wesley Brown has two.
Oh, well said. Wonderful. Now. Well said. Have you got some smarts in front of you there? Who's listening, Webby? No?
Jay, I did.
I'll do it. Roses are red, violets are blue. We've won 20, City, just a few.
Hey, there you go. Get
your United love poems in. Right, we'll be reading them out by the end of the show. Right. We're saving yours to last.
Right, okay.
Because I know how good you are at poems. 0345 111 7625. Come and give us a call. We're on for about another 20 minutes. Have your say and be involved in the full-time Devils takeover.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the final part of the Full Time Devils Takeover. My name is Joe McGrath and I am with Webby and Jay for the next 10 minutes taking your calls on all things Manchester United. We're going to be previewing the Chelsea game. It's the next game Manchester United have to face, and what it could mean with a couple of players that are out, or how we're going to shape up against Chelsea, considering we've got some really big games coming up. If you want to have your say, by the way, you've got about 10 minutes to do so. 0345 111 7625. Come and get involved in the conversation and have a chat with us, Jay and Webby, with us the next 10 minutes. I want to speak about a legend in Manchester United's history, Eric Harrison as well. We did a lovely chat about him at the start of the show. If you've just caught us, get the podcast or go back and watch the live footage on YouTube. But there is another gentleman we need to talk about, and that is Mickey Thomas, he's one of the kindest men about in football. Yeah. He'll look after you. He'll take care of you. Yeah. He'll make sure you feel like he'll make you feel like you're his best friend when you're having a chat with him. Unfortunately, he was diagnosed with stomach cancer in January 2019. This year, so he started his treatment. I think it was
Monday,
the beginning of this week.
Yeah, Monday.
He put on Twitter that he started his treatment. There was stories about that, you know, he has been diagnosed with cancer, but on his Twitter page, he let everyone know that was the case. But there is a Just Giving page, a GoFundMe page that we have put in the description of this video on Full Time Devils that is trying to raise money for Mickey as he goes through this battle and hopefully come out stronger on the other side.
Yeah, Joey's a winner. You know, Mickey, I've been privileged to know Mickey from the days I worked at United. Obviously, he'd left when he started with MUTV. We've had some laughs together. I can't say some of the stuff we've got up to on here because it's before the watershed, but he's a lovely, lovely bloke. He'd do anything for you, you know. And my heart goes out to him, but I know one thing, he's a winner and he will beat this, you know, and I'm hopefully got to see him this weekend. I'll give him a ring tomorrow. He misses everyone here, you know, and his love for United and all his other clubs. And he's just a genuine bloke, you know, and it always gets the best people, you know what I mean? But this is one battle that Mickey Thomas wins in 90 minutes.
Yeah, can I just add to that, Joe, as well? I met Mickey a few times, and one of my first jobs as a reporter, he was one of the first people I briefly interviewed and worked with, and he was just, like you say, just he is just a lovely guy. He makes you feel like one of his mates as soon as you meet him.
Yeah,
put me really at ease when I was doing my job, and it really helped me. So we wish him all the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Go throw a couple of quid to that. Go and click on the link in the description. Get involved and be part of the United family. Yeah, gotta love Mickey T.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a look now at the next game in Manchester United. Fixtures to Chelsea. Yeah. It's the FA Cup. Now, the debate in the office that we had, us three, before the show was, you know, how serious is this FA Cup, not just for us, but for Chelsea? Now, because of the defeat in the Champions League on Tuesday, surely for Ollie, this becomes a bit more of a serious game, more serious than it was. The FA Cup, a bit of chance of silverware.
Do you remember when Real Madrid knocked us out, when Nani got sent off?
Yeah.
We had Chelsea, didn't we, the next game in the FA Cup, and we drew at Old Trafford, and they knocked us out a week later. And it's so deflating. Yeah. I know we're not out of the Champions League yet, but to lose to PSG and then get knocked out of the FA Cup and to, you know, have it all to do in the Champions League, all that sort of positivity we had under Ollie, it almost gets sucked out of you. So I think it's vital we get a result.
You're spot on, Jay. It's like, obviously, you look at Spurs this year, out of two cup competitions within 4 days, and it all goes flat. Goes very flat on the club. And, you know, but it's a big game. It's against one of your rivals. It was the jaw was fixed, and the two balls are under the...
Yeah, getting a bit of the warm ones.
You know, so it's a Monday night, you know, it's live on TV, and it's a game we've got to win and be positive and keep going, you know. Tuesday was a blip, you know, we got beat by the better team, but we go down to Chelsea, we're confident still, you know, I'm confident we can go to Chelsea and get a result, you know, so bring a Monday night for me.
I mean, I don't care what anyone says about top four and the rest of it. For me, it's about winning trophies.
Of course it is.
That's what matters. You want to see your team lifting the trophy at the end of the season, not celebrating the fourth place cup. And I think that is obviously our only chance of silverware. And we've got a good chance of it as well. We've got a decent record of late in the FA Cup. I think on our day we can beat anyone. Chelsea were a shambles.
Weren't they?
I mean, I'm just hoping that Sarri doesn't get his act together and I hope he sticks with the tactic of playing Ngolo Kanté out on the wing and leaving it all to Jorginho. Yeah, I hope he sticks with that because it's been a bit of a disaster for him.
I'll check him now next season.
Who would you play against Chelsea up front? So we still don't know if Marcelo...
Let's just say
they will not be fit for the game. It's hypothetical. They won't be fit. But you've got to go and get a result against Chelsea. Judging by what we saw at Paris, against Paris, where Sanchez and Lukaku didn't seem to bring the game to life. Who would you have in your mind? Do you still think you play them players?
What are the options, though? I mean, we've already discussed Lukaku now. He's completely bereft of confidence.
Well, you look at someone young. A youngster.
Can you throw Greenwood into...
I think you could take him down there and put him on the bench. Our success for the last games under Ole, with attack teams with pace, not like Mourinho, bored sideways and no pace. Yeah. I think if we bring maybe Gomez, Greenwood, put them on the bench, you know, give them a chance, probably go with a similar lineup like we had at Arsenal with Romero in goals. I think that'll happen. Because Chelsea haven't gone, it all depends on what happens with Chelsea. He's under pressure now and he's played a weakenish team in the FA Cup, Jay, to what he's played in the league. But he's under pressure now with what happened at City and what happened tonight.
Yeah.
You know, tonight's a big night for him now.
Yeah.
You know, he's under right a lot of pressure, the manager.
No, he definitely is. I mean, you could even argue, could he play Pogba even further forward? Could you stick someone else in midfield and have Pogba just off the striker?
Yeah, good call,
I mean, he's an amazing midfield, but he's almost been a number 10, hasn't he, of late? He's that far forward. Yeah. Could you throw in another midfielder, throw in, I don't know, Mitsomini or whoever, and have Pogba pushed up? I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
It
was an hard question. Get into the comment section if you know what to do about Chelsea.
Help us out.
We're
clueless.
Do help us out. Are you ready, Jay, for your...
Oh, right, yeah. I've written one here.
He's a poet, Jay, by the way.
Poet, yeah. I'm a sulfur's answer to...
that poet.
Teddy Hughes. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you don't think Ander Herrera is the best player in the history of association football, then you must be sniffing glue.
Unbelievable.
That was that one.
Unbelievable.
I think it deserves a big round of applause there. Well done, Jay. Get yours in. We'll try and read them out before the end of the show. We are obviously talking about Manchester United. We've got 2 minutes before Webby's final, Webby's final word. Have you got a good one today?
No. I've already done it on this show tonight. We've got all the answers.
This from Russell.
I've got one.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Pogba the virus, Martial the flu. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ollie came in with a fist and the cure. It doesn't rhyme.
Is that the best one you could find?
I'm just reading the comments. No disrespect to Russell. That was quite all right. So what do you make of this? Roses are red, violets are blue. Pogba's the virus, Martial's the flu. What did you make of that one?
Terrible.
What do you think Russell's trying to say there?
Terrible. Next one, Russell.
Yeah, no.
Don't give up your day job.
Keep trying, Russell. Persevere.
I'm waiting for them to all come in. They're not really flying in as much as I thought, I've got to be honest. Good job we didn't leave just a minute and a half of this section. Anyone else want to get involved? You got another one, Webby?
No. I'll give it Jay. I'll give it you.
I've got one for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My missus is obsessed with Marouane Fellaini and I don't know what to do.
A little question from Adam T here. Right, we're going to do a little Q&A minute. Adam T, should we retire the number 7 shirt?
No.
We have done, haven't we? But did we do that 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think we did. Would you retire the number 7 shirt, Webby?
No.
Okay. Well, this is going well. Webby, right.
At least it's an answer. What do you want to say?
Roses.
We shouldn't retire.
We've got a minute left.
Don't just retire shirts because everyone who's playing in it isn't playing very well. That's not how it works.
Ryan says, roses are red, violets are blue. Ollie's on the wheel. Ollie is the real deal.
I'll tell you what.
There's some poor effort tonight, aren't
they? Are you making these up as you go along because there's nothing on your screen?
I swear
panicking.
To God. I'm not panicking. Here we go. Russell again. Roses are red. Violets are blue, Webby's a legend, and Jay don't know you.
Well done, Russell.
Pull
that out of the bag, lad.
Well, out of the bag. Roses are red, violets are blue, Jones is a clown, smaller than his two.
Yeah,
that's from Mick. Right, they're supposed to be nice ones. Webby, what is your final word this week?
Final word is get behind the boys. Obviously, a disappointing result on Tuesday. We move on to Stamford Bridge. How many Reds are going to be there? 7.
Yeah, we've got they've not done an Arsenal, have they?
No, it's going to be loud and proud, you know, get behind the boys, get behind Ollie. Bit of a blip Tuesday, but we're still there and we're still playing some great football after what we've seen for 5 years, so come on, you Reds.
Jay, thank you very much for being involved in the show. Webby as well, thank you. We've been the Full Time Devils. Subscribe to Full Time Devils and download the podcast. And Jim is up next from Amazon's and some David Bowie.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.